The Cowichan Lawn Bowling Club is hosting their annual open house on April 28. Get out of the house to try something new and different, a press release for the event urges. Lawn bowling is lots of fun for all ages, whether you are in your 20s, 30s, 40s. There are summer club activities during the day and many events in the evening, so members who work can also join in the fun. The club focuses on creating a friendly and social atmosphere with Friday pizza nights during the summer, fish and chip dinners and barbecues. You can be as busy and involved as your time allows. The Coaxola River Community Info Night will be held April 29 on Zoom. The event runs from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. and will feature a watershed plan update, agricultural producer perspectives, low flow monitoring and BC drought response, groundwater research and a question and answer session. The session is being hosted by the Coaxola Low Flows Working Group with opening comments from Cowichan Tribes. Register for the link at https://bit.ly/coke-water-2024. Organizers of the event said these information sessions have been held annually for 6 years and were forced to go online in 2020. They found a lot more people attended online than had done in person, and surveys indicated the online option was preferred, so they are continuing in this format. The Freedom from War Coalition is holding a May Day event in Duncan on May 1, titled May Day. May Day, May Day, 2024. Workers of the World, War and Climate Chaos. It will feature guest speaker Roger Annies. Annies is a Vancouver resident and retired aerospace worker and a lifetime socialist. He has written about world events from a Marxist and socialist viewpoint. The event begins at 7 p.m. at Duncan United Church Hall on Ingram Street. The third annual Cowichan Sport and Recreation Fair is scheduled for Sunday, May 4 at the Cowichan Sportsplex. Vendors will welcome hundreds of visitors, showcasing their programs and services. It is a family-friendly event that runs from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. To find out about vendor opportunities, contact Chris at ed@cowichansportsplex.com. The Canadian Mental Health Association Cowichan Valley is holding a Making Moments fundraiser on Wednesday, May 8. This sign night fundraiser is for child, youth and family connections, organizers said. The event includes making signs, all materials provided, desserts and a silent auction. Beginning at 6 p.m. The cost to attend is $70 per person and attendees must pre-register before April 30 at cmhacowichanvalley.com/sign_night_fundraiser. It will be held at St. John's Anglican Church on Jubilee Street in Duncan. It's being held in partnership with Gibby's Cafe and Urban Night Signs. The Cowichan Valley Garden Club will be hosting their annual leaf and flower art exhibit and tea on Saturday, May 25 from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. It will be held at St. Peter's Church Hall, 5800 Church Road, Duncan. Admission to the event is $5 and the cost for the tea is $5, cash only. The public is welcome to enter their flower and leaf cuts, potted plants or decorative designs in the judged categories. This year there will be a non-judged category of botanical arts. This category is any art form such as painting, needlework, pottery, card making, glass art, etc., provided it has a botanical theme. Entries in this category are limited to one per participant and to a size of 12 inches by 12 inches as space is limited. This year's schedule, which has a list of all categories for entry, can be found www.cowichanvalleygardenclub.com. The schedule shows all the available categories for this year's show. Delivery of all entries is between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. on Friday, May 24, at the hall. Entries into the show are free of charge. There will be 4 demonstrations during the event, including how to prepare an organic compost tea, creating a floral design, leaf pounding, and making an organic rose sugar scrub. All guests are encouraged to come in floral attire. Please forward inquiries to Connie Smith at 250-818-2156.